from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey unleashes his fury.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas, as Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall at the little town near Corpus Christi early Saturday, slamming the state's Gulf Coast with strong winds and heavy rains over hundreds of miles of coastline. Harvey is the fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade, with winds of 209 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the U.N. in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The rape